The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respect viewers, please recite after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. And today we will be talking about a beautiful personality who is known as Afdalul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and the first caliph of Islam, the most elite after the prophets ever graced the face of this earth. We'll be talking about that personality. So much to learn about this hero of Islam, this great personality in the history of Islam. Be with us from start to end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, today I would like to share a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran from Suratul Layl. What that ayah is, for whom that was revealed, what does it talk about, and who is referred in this ayah of the Holy Quran, and so much more we'll discuss today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Suratul Layl, verse number 17 and 18. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى. And soon the most pious will be kept away from it. He who gives his wealth to attain purity. Respectful viewers, Mufassirin, those they do the commentary of the Holy Quran, unanimously they have consensus upon the fact that the most pious referred in this very verse of the Holy Quran is the personality of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And so in other words, it is said that the most pious one will be kept away from the fire of the hell. He who spends his wealth to seek purity. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is the first caliph of Islam. His name is Abdullah. His kunya is Abu Bakr. And the titles, they include Siddiq and Atiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he belonged to tribe Quraysh. And in the seventh generation above, his lineage that goes to the genealogies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's family. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala participated all ghazawat. And ghazwa is that battle in which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam participated, whether it was time of peace or war. He was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was a minister of Aqa Karim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was with Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. He sacrificed each and everything for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. After Aqa Karim alayhi salatu wasalam's apparent departure from this mortal world, he was on Masnad-e Khilaf for 2 years and 7 months. He was in office as a caliph. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and departed on 22nd Jamad al-Ukhra, 13th Hijri. And right now he is resting next to the blessed shrine, Mazar of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jujare ghar mehboob-e khuda Siddiq Akbar hai. The one who is the companion of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Siddiq Akbar. رضی اللہ عنہ، وہی یار مزار مصطفیٰ صدیق اکبر ہیں. And he is the one who is right now resting next to the shrine of رسول علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. سبھی اصحاب سے بڑھ کر مقرب ذات ہے ان کی. He is the most elite, most superior amongst all اصحاب companions. رفیق سرور ارض و سما صدیق اکبر ہے. He is the companion of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, who is leader of and the skies. This is the companion who is known as the first caliph, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And let me tell you the shani nuzul, the reason of the revelation of this verse which you have just heard. Umayyah bin Khalf, he was one of the biggest enemies of Islam. And Sahabi Rasul, Muadhini Rasul, Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala, and he was slave of Umayyah bin Khalf. And he used to oppress Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, torture him a lot on the scorching heat, Allahu Akbar, on the sand of Makkah al-Mukarramah. You can imagine, he used to put Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and he would put a stone on the chest of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And Umayyah would say, Ukfur Muhammada, meaning, O Bilal, reject, refute Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The religion of Islam which you've embraced, just deny that. And in return, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and would say, Ahad, Ahad, meaning Allah is one, Allah is one. And this is how Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and would respond. And when he would hear this, that he would get more aggressive and he would torture Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and further. Once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and was passing by and he saw and he said, Oh Umayyah, don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the matter of Bilal? What has he done to you? Allahu Akbar. And he said, you are the one who has ruined him, meaning you've made him Muslim. So if you want, you free him. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and agreed and said, okay, I am happy to buy him. And he radiallahu ta'ala and paid 5 awqiyah gold, 32 tola gold of that time. And in exchange, he also gave very strong healthy slave in exchange of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and he freed Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and after buying from Umayyah bin Khalf. That's how the oppression of Umayyah bin Khalf ended. And this was due to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And respected viewers, the same account Suratul Layl that revealed, and in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the honor and dignity of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and soon the most pious one will be kept away from it. He who gives his wealth to attain purity. Allahu Akbar. So here, that's how Quran appreciated the deed of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and the act of kindness and compassion towards Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and his spending, his buying, and then he freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Muhaddis Allama Hussain bin Mas'ud, meaning Imam Baghwi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, such an old Islamic scholar, he has written that Mufassireen, commentators of the Quran, they have consensus upon the fact that the word atqa used in this very verse refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, meaning that he is the most pious one and he will be kept away from the fire of the hell. And he is such a great pious who spends his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show off, not for ostentation, rather to receive and attain purity. Respected viewers, in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, there are 6 attributes of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and they've been mentioned. It is mentioned that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and will not commit sin in this dunya, right? He is mahfuz from sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected him from committing sins, meaning he will not commit sins. Allah has protected him. And he radiallahu anhu will be kept away from the fire of hell. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the dweller of Jannah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the most pious one. Biggest pious in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sadaqat, charity is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sincerity, ikhlas of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is to that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. Nihayat muttaqi parsa Siddiq Akbar hain, taqi hain, balki shahe atqiya Siddiq Akbar hain, Amirul Mu'mini hain aap, Imamul Muslimi hain aap, Nabi ne jannati jinko kaha Siddiq Akbar hain, the most pious, muttaqi, parhezgar, even he's the king of the pious. Allahu Akbar. Imamul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, leader of the believers. Imam of the believers, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam called him the dweller of Jannah. Destined to Jannah is the personality of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and bought Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala and freed, then Quraysh said, surely Bilal could have done some favor to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That's the reason he bought and he freed him. Upon this, this ayah was revealed. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَىٰ. And there is no favor of anyone upon him for which recompense is given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this misunderstanding that Siddiq has done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in return of any ihsan or favor. Respective verse, one thing we need to learn here, that what is the yardstick of fadl, excellence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sharaf, what is that? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 13. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you in the court of Allah is the most pious one among you. Here we learn that, what is the yardstick of being afdal and superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The yardstick is taqwa. Ilm is no doubt an excellent good deed, and it has its own sharaf also, no doubt. But this is not the yardstick. We cannot say that this personality has the most knowledge, that's why he is afdal, he is superior. Look, shaitan, he was mu'allimul malakut. He used to teach angels. He was ustad of angels, teacher of angels. And he had no less knowledge. He had a lot of knowledge. But this was not the yardstick of being afdal, superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, bravery itself is a great attribute. But this is again not the yardstick of being superior and afdal in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were so many people who were very brave in history. Even in non-Muslims, there were people who were very brave. The accounts of Rustam are very famous. So will this non-Muslim be superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. And now, being generous, is it a yardstick to be superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Namrud, he was also very generous. He used to distribute food to his people. But he had a condition that whoever would prostrate to him, whoever would do sajda to him, and he will get the food. Now, will somebody say that Namrud was superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. The one who doesn't believe in Allah, how can he be superior? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, he gives a beautiful example. He says a scenario. One is Zaid and one is Amr. Now, Zaid, he spent a lifespan of 1,000 years. And totally in 1,000 years, he spent doing good deeds. But his deeds were not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, Amr, who did not get 1,000 years of life, he had very short span of life. But he performed such deeds, they were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he got the proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you tell who will be afdal between the two. Definitely the one whose good deeds were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who got proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of afdal is the riza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurb, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who will get more, he will be afdal, superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. And the one who does not have the proximity of Allah, who does not have the pleasure of Allah, no matter how many good deeds he performs, he will not be superior, he will not be afdal in the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. The yardstick is inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The piety is the yardstick, right? The qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, riza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is the yardstick. The most pious is the zat of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And so we learn that the first caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and is the most pious one. And due to that fact, he is the most superior after all the prophets before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul aur anbiya ke baad jo afzal hai alam se, ye alam mein hai kiska martaba? Siddiq Akbar ka. Respecting this, time doesn't permit me to carry on any further, but inshallah we'll talk about the same subject next week in our second episode. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.